Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon member countries of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, to dismantle the entire ecosystem of terrorist financing, recruitment, radicalization, and safe havens. Addressing the 26th SCO summit in Bishkek today, the Prime Minister said there can be no place for double standards on terrorism. The leaders of the member states also signed the Bishkek Declaration on the 25th anniversary of the organization, following the summit in Kyrgyzstan today. Mr. Modi expressed concern over the ongoing conflicts in different parts of the world. He said wars and conflicts are not a solution to any problem and all disputes should be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi said India had proposed the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Civilization Dialogue Forum last year. He expressed happiness that its first session will be held in India this year. Our correspondent reports, India's priorities have found prominent place in the SCO Bishkek Declaration. More from our correspondent.
The declaration reaffirmed the idea of one earth, one family, one future for developing dialogue. The declaration also stressed greater scientific, technical and innovative cooperation through active participation of young people, including the SCO Young Scientist Forum, an Indian initiative. Leaders welcomed the SCO Civilization Dialogue Forum to be held in India this year and noted India's initiative of the SCO Young Authors Conclave. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Bishkek.
Prime Minister Modi has left for New Delhi after concluding his successful visit to Kyrgyzstan. The Supreme Court today ordered the closure of FIRs registered across the country over student protests related to the NEET paper leak issue held from 20th to 25th of July. The court directed that the cases should not be pursued or investigated and must be treated as closed for all purposes. The top court also quashed the FIRs related to student protest mentioned in applications filed by the centre, Delhi Police, Bihar, West Bengal, Maharashtra and Assam. It extended the order across the country. The Apex Court has, however, allowed the Delhi Police to pursue one FIR against 2,873 individuals who were present at Jantar Mantar protest as they had serious criminal antecedents. The bench recorded the statement of Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, who represented the centre. He set up policy to provide compensation to the families of students who died by suicide following the cancellation of NEET UG 2026 will be formulated within 3 months. The bench also recorded a statement by the Cockroach Janata Party or CJP announcing the withdrawal of its proposed protest march in Delhi on the 5th of this month. CJP spokesperson Saurav Das told the bench that the decision was taken in view of steps initiated by the centre to withdraw cases registered against the protesters. The government today welcomed the decision announced by the CJP to call off the protest scheduled for Saturday the 5th. Talking to media in New Delhi, Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda assured that the cases registered against the protesting students would be withdrawn and that no harsh action would be taken against them in the future. The government has said that the country has adequate availability of onion and it has begun a calibrated and targeted release of buffer stocks through Kanda Express and road transport to ensure moderation of seasonal price pressures. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said that retail intervention efforts have expanded significantly across 19 cities, supported by the dispatch of over 30 trucks to ensure widespread availability. The ministry has informed that 2 Kanda Express consignments have been dispatched from Nashik as part of this initiative. The government has reduced the stock holding limit for sugar dealers from 4,000 quintals to 2,000 quintals, effective from the 15th of this month till the 30th of November this year. The new stock limit is aimed at curbing hoarding and speculative trading, protect consumer interest by ensuring adequate availability and price stability. And the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, today conferred its first ever postgraduate degrees on IIS officer trainees, marking a historic milestone as a deemed university. The officer trainees were awarded MA in Public Communication and Governance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.